going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, continuing here on Willard and Dibbs here on a Tuesday afternoon and still talking out all the new contracts. Obviously, Brock Purdy and Fred Warner both on Friday and Monday consecutively. And then further comments coming out from Adam Schefter today that kind of add to the intrigue of the whole thing. David Lombardi tapped in like no other. SF Standard joins us now on the show. David, thank you so much, man. How you been on the offseason?
I've been really good. It looks like I'm going to knock on wood right now, but it looks like I'm going to have a really nice break to take a vacation for the first time in several years. So that will be good ahead of the 2025 season since they got all this done so early, you know?
Right. Like no drama. What is your take on the difference of this offseason versus the last few?
Well, both sides in these deals came to play early as opposed to previous years where, you know, for one reason or the other, there are probably multiple reasons, but they couldn't get these things done until really close to the regular season. And this year, what was it, May 16th for Purdy, a couple days later for Fred Warner. Those are going to be signed, sealed, and delivered very soon. And then the 49ers will have OTAs, which begin next week. That's punctuated by a veteran minicamp, and then everybody's going to get to go wherever they want for the summer. And again, knock on wood, something can pop up, but you would hope it wouldn't, so that we finally could get a breather, because we haven't had one in years covering this team.
Is it safe to say that Brock Purdy's primary motivation wasn't the money, but more so that he wanted to be there for the OTAs and just get this whole thing done so he can be the quarterback?
I think he's got a really good head on his shoulders, and he wanted to be, you know, acknowledged as one of the top quarterbacks in the game with a fair contract that set him and his family up with generational wealth. And he realized that there was a value. I don't know what kind of monetary number you could put on the value, but he realized that there was a value in getting this done earlier. So, you know, obviously they opened up at more than 60 because these quarterback contracts had just one upped each other up until Josh Allen's contract. But Josh signed a really mature deal where he didn't care about the vanity number, the APY, and at 55 as the MVP. And I think that really set a good tone for this Brock Purdy deal to get done sooner. It's stronger on the rolling guarantees than it is on the APY. But, you know, if you're actually the one that's signing the contract, that's what you want. That's what you want. You don't want the surface level number if you had to choose between the two.
So, David, I'm curious to know, if they do start at 65, it feels to me like the Niners and Brock were largely on the same page, at least to a degree, throughout this process, but But when they came in at 65 and the Niners were like, well, no, that's way too high. Were there any phone calls that you know of made around the league to at least kind of dip the toe in the water of the idea of seeing how other teams valued Brock?
No, not at all. The 49ers valued Brock at the very highest level possible. When you heard Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch talk right after the season, the 49ers were committed to getting this done. That's just how negotiations work. One side's going to come in with a high number. The other side's going to come in with a low number. And wherever you meet is going to usually depend on how long it takes. And in this case, you know, if Brock Purdy really wanted to drag this out the way that we saw with Nick Bosa and with Brandon Ayuk, he had more leverage than either of those two guys because he's a quarterback and his leverage was, okay, I'm just not going to show up if that's what he wanted to do. And he could have dragged that number across 60 probably by the time this was over. But again, it would have been a hollow 60. It would have been an empty 60. Like it would have been non-guaranteed money tacked on to the end of the deal just so he could feel better about himself and just so his agent could feel better about themselves. That's why I call this such a mature process and why Josh Allen's deal was a mature process, because they didn't care about that. They wanted to get this done. They didn't want to be a distraction. They wanted to go help their team. And for Purdy, it really seemed to me that a deadline in his mind was OTAs. So he got it done, and now everybody moves on happily ever after.
You mentioned the rolling guarantees that go through the life of the deal, but what's the break point, David, as far as when enough money will have been given to him up front and guaranteed to where if things do go south on the field, the 49ers and Brock Purdy could part ways without too much damage?
Well, I'll tell you what a huge deal in this deal was for Kyle Strong and Purdy's agent, and for Purdy too, was the first 3 years. The cash flow in the first 3 years is one of the strongest that we've seen in a quarterback deal. And that means that Jared Goff's number is one they were targeting, because Goff had a very nice first 3 year cash flow with, I think, a record signing bonus at the time, $73 million. Now, it's interesting because Purdy's signing bonus is not going to be nearly as big. So the money to catch up to Goff and pass him in the first 3 years is going to come in years 2 and 3. And that's part of what's really interesting about this deal and how it helps the 49ers, because they were able to keep his 2025 salary cap hit at only $8.5 million. So just imagine that. This is a $265 million deal where the salary cap hit in the first year is only $8.5 million. And that's due to Brock Purdy's willingness to be patient for you know, a huge chunk of this money to flow in years 2 and 3. And then the 49ers will have other deferral techniques that they can use at that point. But I would say, you know, after year 3 is when all these guarantees essentially end. And you could look at that in two different ways. You can look at it in the way of, okay, well, what if the 49ers want to move on because something goes wrong? But I think much more likely, based on the performance that we've seen out of Brock Purdy so far, is that things go really right. And you could probably start talking about the next Brock Purdy contract around that point. So in all likelihood, I think that and if this goes the way the 49ers and Purdy want it to go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
He's not going to be playing in 2029 and 2030 under this contract. There'll be a new contract signed. That's how this works. I mean, you saw with Josh Allen, he signed that really early. And in a way, the 49ers set some precedent with the Fred Warner contract. He still had 2 years left. So if the guy's really dependable and he's performing really well on the field, you want to get both sides are going to want to renegotiate this a little bit sooner because it's going to help the 49ers with their salary cap situation, and it will replenish the guarantees for Brock Purdy about 3 or 4 years down the line.
David Lombardi, SF Standard, joining us here at Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. I think as we go down the line, David, this is where at least the rational 49er fan, we get both sides of this argument, too much money, not enough money, whatever. But I think the rational 49er fan looks and goes, I get it, but in what way does it change the 49ers' ability to fill out the roster around him? When you get asked that question, what do you say?
Well, they had to get more efficient with the just the entire outlook this offseason. And that's what they did to, you know, really set the table for this. When you look at where the NFL is financially, because the salary cap is tied to league revenues, the limit is growing consistently every single season, so sometimes by really, really large strides. So, for example, over the course of the last 2 years, the salary cap has grown over 24%, which is huge. And the NFL is talking about 16 international games a year. And, we're just the new TV deals, which have been kicking in over the past couple seasons, those are going to lead to further revenue. So you're definitely going to see the salary cap continue to increase. And that means the 49ers formula, which is to shepherd along this roster with a group of A-list players that they don't mind doubling down on. So we've seen that with the Purdy contract, with the Kittle contract, with the Fred Warner contract. You go back to last year with Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk. They've been paying guys, right? Those are the guys they double down on, but it's spots 10 to 53 on the roster where they have to be ultra efficient to make this work. And that's why players like Leonard Floyd, players like Malik Collins are no longer on this team, because they might have been decent players, but they weren't $10 million players in the 49ers way of calculating their worth. They need to fill those spots with hungrier, younger, and cheaper rookies. And they think they could actually get better. And I don't really dispute that logic, because they were so bad on defense to begin with last season. So if they can follow this formula, and if this draft class hits, then there really aren't limitations to the A-list players they can sign, because they're not wasting money. They're not inefficient at spots number 10 to 53 on the roster, if that makes sense. So that's kind of the way that they're operating. I call it surfing the wave of the rising salary cap, where they do have room for these big ticket expenditures as long as they're getting efficiency from the draft class and from the bargain bin free agents.
And the A-listers this year, we know that Fred Warner got his money and George Kittle got his money. Looking at next year, when Brock Purdy's cap hit goes way, way up, are there any A-listers that fans could potentially lose based on Brock's number going up astronomically?
I don't think so, because they're going to carry over. Right now, after this is done and after Fred Warner's deal's done, you know what Warner's deal does? It's just like George Kittle's. It lowers his 2025 salary cap bit. So this is a win-win. And because the cap is rising year over year, The 49ers consider, and they're correct in considering this, and it's them and the Eagles who do this the best, and obviously two franchises that have seen a lot of success recently. They consider salary cap space now to be more valuable than salary cap space in the future because you carry over whatever you don't use. So over the past 2 or 3 years, the 49ers have always carried over the most space in the whole league because they pushed these salary cap hits backwards, and they've carried over an average of $40 million in each season. With the Kittle deal done and lowering his cap hit for 2025, with the Warner deal done and lowering his cap hit, and with the Purdy deal done and them managing to make the cap hit only $8.5 million this year, they are projected, according to my numbers, and they've usually been more or less accurate, but they're projected to carry over $44 million, wow, even after all of this business. So they're just... You know, people 4 years ago said, well, this won't last. The bill's going to come due. It's like, guys, it's a zero interest loan because the cap is growing at such an astronomical rate. So as long as they balance it right, they can continue this indefinitely. And if a player ever becomes inefficient for his deals, so Deebo Samuel, I think, was a good example, that's when you move on from him. But I didn't consider Deebo Samuel an A-lister anymore by performance, what we saw in 2024. So they were more than happy to do that. If somebody falls off of the pace moving forward, of course they can move on from him early. Of course they're going to consider that financially prudent. But I don't think you're going to be seeing them move off of true A-list players still delivering as A-list players anytime soon.
Well, David, let's ask about a couple of those A-listers and how long or how much longer you think they can still deliver A-list performances. Fred Warner's about to turn 29, and I'd like to add Christian McCaffrey into this conversation too. Grab both of them and tell us how much longer do you think that they can still perform at their highest level?
Well, I don't know if you saw, this is interesting, about a month ago, a video surfaced from a couple years ago that nobody had seen. It was from some kind of stem cell institute in Panama. It was George Kittle talking, and he said that he had bilateral Achilles tendinosis, not tendinitis, but similar to tendinitis, which is what Christian McCaffrey had. And Kittle said he got this treatment, and it hadn't bothered him, and he's playing peak level football right now. So I think the reason I bring that up is because a lot of people seem very, very worried that Christian McCaffrey is not going to be his old self. Well, George Kittle has been able to be his old self dealing with a similar condition. I don't know exactly what type of treatment Christian McCaffrey got, but I did see him play against Buffalo last year for the first quarter where he looked just as explosive as his past self. And then unfortunately, he slammed down onto the turf and hurt his knee. All of this is going to be health dependent, of course. But I do think that there is a window there where you look at guys like McCaffrey, who's so important to the offense. You look at guys like Fred Warner, Nick Bosa on the defensive side, where I think you could legitimately expect at least two more prime seasons that overlap between all of these guys for the 49ers. Trent Williams is another one where, yeah, he's still playing really well when he's healthy, but yes, you do need to have that health. But I think that's a discussion that you have with every NFL team in the history of the game, right? This is a sport with a lot of injuries. The years that things line up from a health perspective are typically the years where teams with a lot of star power do well. The teams where they don't line up from a health perspective, it's like the 2024 49ers. So they need the health to break in their direction. But based on what I see, I think they've got a nice little 2-year window here of these guys still in their primes.
David, real quick, any more bargain bin shopping coming? Maybe another receiver?
Well, Amari Cooper is still available, and I know that the 49ers have been interested in a receiver. I reported, 2 weeks ago that Gabe Davis was visiting the 49ers. The problem is he's still recovering from a torn meniscus. So he visited a couple teams. I think the Steelers and the Giants were part of his tour after he visited the 49ers last week. Typically with a guy like that, he's an established veteran. He's checking out his options, and then he'll sign a little bit later in the offseason based on how his recovery is going. But it does show us that the 49ers are interested in adding a vet at the receiver position, which makes total sense because I think there's some uncertainty about Brandon Ayuk's timetable, and DeMarcus Robinson might actually be suspended for the first couple weeks of this season. So if you're the 49ers, there are spots up for the taking. If you're talking about Tariq Owens potentially seeing pretty heavy action early in the season, well, that's a very, you know, big talent, but inexperienced guy. So in that case, you'd want to add a vet to the receiver room. That's why they're interested in Gabe Davis. And I just don't know what Amari Cooper's price would be, but they were interested in Cooper Kupp and Davante Adams at lower prices. I would expect them to also be interested in Amari Cooper if they can get him at the right price.
David, great stuff, man. We really love having you on. Thanks so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.